You can't know what it is like for us now. You will always be one step behind. Be thankful for that. You can't know what it was like for us then. You will always be one step ahead. Be thankful for that too. Trust us. There is a nearly perfect balance between the past and the future. As we become the distant past, you become a future few of us would have imagined. It's hard to think of such things when you are busy dreaming or loving or screwing. The context falls away. We are a spirit burden you carry, like that of your grandparents or the friends from your childhood who at some point moved away. We try to make it as light a burden as possible. And at the same time, when we see you, we cannot help but think of ourselves. We were once the ones who were dreaming and loving and screwing. We were once the ones who were living, and then we were the ones who were dying. We sewed ourselves a thread's width into your history. We were once like you, only our world wasn't like yours. You have no idea how close to death you came. A generation or two earlier, you might be here with us. We resent you. You astonish us. It's 8:07 on a Friday night, and right now Neil Kim is thinking of us. He is 15, and he is walking over to his boyfriend Peter's house. They have been going out for a year, and Neil starts by thinking about how long this seems. From the beginning, everyone has been telling him it won't last. But now, even if it doesn't last forever, it feels like it has lasted long enough to be meaningful. Peter's parents treat Neil like a second son, and while Neil's own parents are still alternately confused and distressed, they haven't barred any of the doors. Neil has 2 DVDs, 2 bottles of Diet Dr. Pepper, cookie dough, and a book of poems in his backpack. This, and Peter, is all it takes for him to feel profoundly lucky. But luck, we've learned, is actually part of an invisible equation. 2 blocks away from Peter's house, Neil gets a glimpse of this and is struck by a feeling of deep, unnamed gratitude. He realizes that part of his good fortune is his place in history, and he thinks fleetingly of us, the ones who came before. We are not names or faces to him. We are an abstraction, a force. His gratitude is a rare thing. It is much more likely for a boy to feel thankful for the Diet Dr. Pepper than he is to feel thankful for being healthy and alive, for being able to walk to his boyfriend's house at age 15 without any doubt that this is the right thing to do. He has no idea how beautiful he is as he walks up that path and rings that doorbell. He has no idea how beautiful the ordinary becomes once it disappears. If you were a teenager now, it is unlikely that you knew us well. We are your shadow uncles, your angel godfathers, your mother's or your grandmother's best friend from college, the author of that book you found in the gay section of the library. We are characters in a Tony Kushner play, or names on a quilt that rarely gets taken out anymore. We are the ghosts of the remaining older generation. You know some of our songs. We do not want to haunt you too somberly. We do not want our legacy to be gravitas. You wouldn't want to live your life like that, and you won't want to be remembered like that either. Your mistake would be to find our commonality in our dying. The living part mattered more. We taught you how to dance.